Second Chronicles chapter 24, verse 5. Then Joash gathered the priests and the Levites, and he said to them, "Go out to the cities of Judah and gather from all Israel money to repair the house of your God from year to year, and see that you do it quickly." However, the Levites did not do it quickly. Wicked witches. When I was young, it seemed like we watched The Wizard of Oz virtually every year. And no matter how hard I tried to prove that I could handle it, when that wicked witch appeared, I hid behind the couch. Wicked witches can't really ride broomsticks, but they can influence people. So we heard in my last chapel talk, the wicked witch of Judah, though, had been removed. Joash had been made a king with Christ, who used his throne to repair the temple of the Lord. And our text this morning tells us more about the effort that he made to involve all Judah in glorifying the temple of the Lord. But he ran into a hindrance from a very unlikely source. The people that should have been most willing and most able to support that building up, that glorifying of the Lord's temple, didn't do it. The Levites were the teachers and the servants in the Lord's temple. They had the means. They had the command and support of the king. Do it quickly. Their livelihood, their faith depended on others being involved in this. And yet, they didn't do it. We're not told why there was this half-heartedness on their part. Perhaps they were too busy seeking their own profit, too busy seeking their own pleasure. Maybe they were just lazy. Or perhaps they just couldn't agree among themselves on how they should do it. But whatever the reason, we can see a lingering influence, the influence of that wicked witch, still held them frozen. And Satan would use all of these traps to freeze us, to hinder us from joining in that work of glorifying the Lord's spiritual temple, building it up in the hearts of every one of us. Yes, it can be frustrating when it appears to us that the very Christians around us are frozen, indifferent, perhaps even antagonistic towards attempts to build up the temple of the Lord. Jesus, we're told, was tempted in every way as we are. And he certainly faced that temptation also, to be frustrated with how so many of those around him were frozen towards the building up of God's kingdom. And yet, as with every temptation, he overcame that one in our place. He did not let it hold him back, prevent him, hinder him from building the temple of the Lord himself. He supplied that perfect fulfillment that it might cover you and me, that we might be cleansed by his precious blood and live in that temple home he has built for us in eternity. Joash also was not hindered by the Levitic frozen stature. Looking unto Jesus, he went around them. And he simply set up an offering box in the temple. He didn't start a raffle or a bazaar or blow whistles. No gimmicks. He simply encouraged those who were filled with love for Jesus, who has made you and me kings with Christ, filled with love to Him, to want to bring an offering for Christ as He has given Himself for us. And we find out that there were many in Judah who wanted to thus glorify the temple of the Lord. For we're told that they used the thrones of their faith life with Christ to rejoice in this opportunity. They filled up that offering box. Not once, but month after month. What about you? Are you going to be hindered by the ice that may appear to be around you or within you? Or are you going to look unto Jesus to be encouraged to build up that spiritual temple no matter what other people are doing? You have been made kings with Christ. We have every reason to glorify this temple of the Lord. You have His grace. Your sins are forgiven. Your souls redeemed. You have His command and promise. Do it quickly. And the wicked witch is dead. We don't need to cower behind the couch. So, look unto Jesus. Yes, the kingdom of God comes by itself without our prayer, without us. It doesn't come because of us, but it does come through the Word of God. And so, through those who are sharing that Word, through those who are filled with love to Christ to share their offerings for the support of that Word. And so may you look unto Jesus so that you are ever moved to glorify His temple. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 344.
Swoon.